Today on With the First Pick, Rick, it's our first post-free agency mock draft. Kirk Cousins is in Atlanta. Calvin Ridley is somehow in Tennessee. Danielle Hunter is in Houston. Those are just a few of the biggest free agency moves, moves that will affect what these teams do at the top of the draft. I'm Ryan Wilson. That's Rick Spielman. And Rick, before we get going, this is episode 134. The big board is back. How many days do we got?
We have 42 days until the 2024 NFL draft. And as always, our trivia of the day, who wore jersey number 42 that you can recall?
Oh, man, 42 is a tough one. Debo, I don't know if you have any 42s. 42 plus one is Troy Polamalu. I have nothing on. Oh, I do have a 42.
Jackie Robinson.
Jackie Robinson. Slam dunk. That's your comp for Bryce Young, I believe, wasn't it? Oh, the Steph Curry. Who's 42, Rick?
How about I'm trying to, Ronnie Lott?
Oh, gosh. How did I miss that one? That's a great one, Ronnie Lott. All right. Well done. You might know a thing or two about this. People in the previous shows asked if number 50 was your brother, Chris Spielman. Chris was not 50, correct?
54.
54. Also, someone left a comment.
If anyone wanted to know, I wore 94 during training camp when I was signed by the Lions. Just if anyone wanted to know that.
Is that in the picture behind you when you had the mustache?
Yes.
Okay. That mustache was the big winner in that picture. The number got obscured by the mustache. How long did you keep that, Tom Selleck?
That was in the late 80s.
Who was the coach of the Chargers?
Huh?
Who was the coach of the Chargers then?
Al Sanders.
Al Sanders. Oh, you were with the Lions at that point. Who was the coach of the Lions?
Wayne Fonts.
Oh, good old Wayne. No,
it was Daryl Rogers. And then he got fired and Wayne took over Fonts.
So when you got cut, did they say the reason you got cut was because of the mustache and nothing else?
No, no one showed up. They just said, I got a note that you were cut in my locker. I went up to see someone. No one talked to me. So I was like so pissed. I got my pickup truck and then drove home, threw my crap in the back of the bag of my pickup and drove home mad as heck and called my brother, and there was no cell phone. So I was trying to call him from a payphone and couldn't get a hold of him. So,
oh man. And Chris was a big deal by that point, right?
No, that was his rookie year.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And then, so every time I cut a person, which is you'd say life goes in a full circle, I always made sure I talked to him because I remember how I got treated when I got cut.
Debo, I think Jake Browning would like a word, but that's a conversation for another time. All right, let's do this thing, Rick.
I remember getting cut there the last time.
Debo has all these clips at his disposal. All right, let's get to it. One other thing quickly, I was looking through the comments because, as Debo knows, I love to look through the comments, and someone actually said that he and his wife watched one of the stupid Hallmark movies you and Charles were talking about, and they thoroughly enjoyed it. So,
Summer Villa.
That may have been it. Who cares? Let's be honest. All right. Post-free agency mock draft, Rick, in case you missed it. We talked to Brady Quinn earlier in the week about quarterbacks. Talked to Emory Hunt about running backs. You can check that out. But right now, post-free agency mock drafts. I'll try to refresh all the moves that have happened as we go through this thing. First up is me. Bears. Caleb Williams. I'm not complicating it. Next up is you.
Drake May. Bears. Not complicating it.
Oh, you're taking Drake May?
Yeah, you've been taking Jane Daniels every time, so okay. I'm going to go, just to make it interesting, Drake May.
All right, let's see.
We can hold our reserve, our judgment, until after we get back from the UNC Pro Day. Maybe we'll feel different, because we're going to see Drake May and Jaden Daniels back-to-back.
Back-to-back, later this month. With the first pick, we'll be on the road, so look out for that. But Rick is going with Drake May here. And just a quick little refresh. Washington signed Tyler Biadasz at center. Nick Allegretti, the guard they signed from Kansas City. Marcus Mariota. By the way, the Marcus Mariota signing, to me, just on the surface, not knowing anything, that feels more like Jaden Daniels' backup, but does that not matter to you in terms of the exact comparison?
No, because they still have Sam Howell, so they'll take the quarterback. So Marcus is a viable backup, but I don't think he's a starter every time he's gotten the opportunity. I think Debo got a chance to experience that as well in Philadelphia. Mm. Which wasn't a pleasant experience, if I recall. Was it, Debo?
Thankfully, he didn't start any games, but I'm a devoted preseason watcher, and that was a rough experience. Tanner McGee was clearly the second best quarterback on that roster.
Tanner McGee. Austin Eckler feels like a huge addition as well. Rick?
They're doing a bunch of these guys that had relationships with all these coaches. So was it Armstrong that signed to?
Dorrance Armstrong signed from Dallas.
Yeah.
On the defense of the ball.
Bobby Wagner,
Jeremy Chin, Frankie Louvu, who's a really good football player from Carolina. Clee Farrell, they signed from San Francisco. So they've done a ton offensively. I think they've certainly gotten better. The comparison I make with the Austin Eckler signing is I was unfair to Justin Herbert coming out. I've tried not to be unfair to Drake May because they both didn't have lights out final seasons in college. So hopefully he has a similar career path to Justin Herbert, then everyone would be happy. All right, next up, the Patriots at 3. I'll ask it just because I feel like I should. They signed Jacoby Brissett. He could be the bridge. I don't think he's going to be the intended full-time starter. Would you trade down from this pick under any circumstances?
None. Especially I traded Mac Jones, and I don't know. And Brissett's the bridge quarterback, whatever you want to call him. Stopgap, whatever terms everybody is using, but they cannot go out of here without getting a franchise quarterback, and that's easy for you.
They re-upped Debo's guy, Jalen Reagor. They signed Chucks Okorafor to play offensive line. He'll probably be a starter at right tackle, maybe left tackle, I don't know, from Pittsburgh. And they got Antonio Gibson, which adds some dynamism to the backfield because that team lacked playmakers offensively. Let's go Jaden Daniels, Debo. I'm not going to complicate it. Now things get interesting because you're up, Rick, but here's the thing. The Falcons don't need a quarterback at 8. Do the Giants need a quarterback? They signed Drew Locke. You just roll with Daniel Jones or Drew Locke no matter what?
Yep.
All right, well, let's go down to 11, 12, and 13. Minnesota, Denver, Las Vegas.
One of those are going to pop up, and I'm going to say, just to make this interesting.
Yeah.
I don't think Sam Darnold's a long-term answer in Minnesota.
Is he the short-term answer?
I'm going to say he maybe.
Okay.
So, but I'm going to have the Vikings trade up.
All right, Debo.
Arizona Cardinals.
So the Vikings are 11, and they're going to go all the way up to 4. Debo's working on the trade details. So if you're a fan of either team, whatever trade makes you the happiest is the trade that gets consummated. So if you want 10 first-round picks, 10 first-round picks are yours.
I don't know what it was, but let's say the trade was made and then they go with, which I think is a little rich, just to be honest, even though I'm a big JJ McCarthy fan, but they're not going to take the risk of Vegas or Denver jumping them. They're going to just come up and get their quarterback and move on. So I'm going to say JJ McCarthy.
So the Vikings go from 11 to 4 to get JJ McCarthy. I seem to recall someone before the combine saying that Kirk Cousins wasn't going back to Minnesota and the Vikings were going to trade up for JJ potentially. Who was that handsome devil, Rick? just for the sake of argument here, if you're moving from 11 to 4, it's going to cost you at least a first and maybe how much more? Could you do it for a first and a second maybe? Or is that any more than that, right?
Yeah. That's a pretty good jump. Look what it cost from going 9-1 last year. I don't think it's that rich, but whatever the calculations, I'm just going off the top of my head. Yeah. I don't know what the final tally was. I'd have to look at the trade to see if it was worth it or not. But for this show and for the sake of entertainment, they were able to make the trade and they come up and get JJ McCarthy.
And by the way, Vikings fans, based on social media, would be extremely ecstatic about this. So, more power to them. Sam Darnold, they just signed Jonathan Greenard, who's three and a half, four years younger than Danielle Hunter. They got my guy, Andrew Van Ginkle, who I love, and they got Aaron Jones, which was a big pickup from Green Bay. Next up, the Chargers. They haven't done a whole bunch. They signed Gus Edwards, and they signed Will Disley.
Gives you an indication that they are going to be a physical run team.
Knowing that, are you going offensive tackle or are you going Marvin Harrison Jr. who's staring you in the face?
Boy, they just cut Mike Williams. How can you pass up on Marvin Harrison Jr.?
I think that's right. I'm not going to complicate it. Debo, give me Marvin Harrison Jr. 5. I don't care how much they're going to run the ball. You have Justin Herbert. You're paying him like you're paying a franchise quarterback. New York Giants are on the clock. And let me give you a little preview here, Rick, because they've been pretty busy as well. And they've done a ton. Brian Burns, obviously, is the big one. They have two offensive linemen, John Runyon and Illuminor. Illuminor played outside for the Raiders. Runyon played inside, I believe. They signed Isaiah McKenzie and Devin Singletary as skill position players. And then, of course, we talked about Drew Lock as the backup to Daniel Jones.
Yeah, I think Luminor is going to move inside the guard. So they take care of their guards. Evans just got to play better at the right tackle. Andrew Thomas is, when he's healthy, a really good left tackle. John Michael Schmidt's at center. So I think they really honed in on taking care of that offensive line, which they did. Singletary's not Saquon Barkley, but I think they'll get another back later in the draft. So I'm going to say that they have to go receiver here. And as much as I like Malik Nabers, I haven't seen him work out yet. So drafting today, I'm taking Odunze.
Oh, my goodness. That's not bad.
Maybe that changes at the end of the month. But from what I know, as of today, I'm taking Odunze.
And that's not even controversial. Odunze is actually a really good player, so I'm fine with that. All right, next up are the Tennessee Titans. Busy, busy, busy. They needed some explosiveness at the wide receiver position. They have Trey Hopkins. They have Treylon Burks. They signed in the 11th hour Calvin Ridley. No one saw that coming. So that was fun. They have Tony Pollard as well, as Tony Pollard and Tajay Spears feel like basically the same person when the other person was once Derrick Henry. Is there a quarterback controversy with Mason Rudolph on the roster now? No answer from Rick. Sadiq Charles on the offensive line and Lloyd Cushenberry at center. So those fill some needs as well. I still think you need more offensive linemen. So I'm taking here's my thinking. Like, Joe Alt is more polished now. Olufashinu has higher upside. I need to be more polished now. Why are you making a face?
No, nothing. I'm going to see which way you're going to go.
I'm going to take Joe Alt just to put him left tackle next to last year's first round pick, Peter Skoronski. Will Levis is the dude. All right, the old Falcons haven't done a bunch, but what they did was pretty spectacular. They got Kirk Cousins, who is such, and you know Kirk Cousins well, Rick. He is such a gracious young man. He doesn't even want number 8 from Kyle Pitts. That's how he's going to wear 12, I believe. That's what kind of person he is. They signed Darnell Mooney as well. And by the way, when you look at their roster, wide receiver, even though they feel like they draft a first-round wide receiver every year, it's Drake London and Darnell Mooney. And after that, can you name one other wide receiver on the roster?
No, not off the top of my head.
Josh Ali, Austin Mack, and Austin Mack may have just signed somewhere else. I'm not sure. And Chris Blair. I mentioned that to point out that they have needs.
Yep.
At a skill position player. All right, you are the Atlanta Falcons.
This is easy for me. I'm going to get receivers later in the draft. I just signed Mooney. I'm not going to take another offensive player in the top 5. Raheem is a head coach, defensive head coach, even though he's been on the offensive side of the ball. I took care of the offensive free agency. No brainer for me, Dallas Turner. With Dupree gone, they need edge rush help. And to me, that's an easy one.
Okay. So my math is correct. 4 quarterbacks are off the board. There's not really a need to trade up, especially with the teams now between the Vikings and the Broncos. And Michael Penix Jr., for example. All right. Justin Fields feels like he's not going anywhere. You talked about this last week, and looked to be right, Rick. He may be stuck on the roster. Doesn't seem to be much of a trade market for him. If you thought you could get a 2nd or 3rd-round pick for him and all you're hearing is 6th-round pick when you answer the phone, you're just sucking it up?
Yeah. No, keep him. I mean, worst-case scenario, if he's your backup quarterback, and the reason you would keep him is he's not counting anything against your cap. He's still on his rookie deal. So keep him, hold him. Maybe there's an injury in August that all of a sudden his market, you get more, or something happens during the season before the deadline, you can move him. But if you're not getting what you want, keep him. Have those two have a put on their big boy pants, have adult conversations, and you know, you got to do what's best for your team. And if you're not getting the value for Justin Fields, what's best for the Chicago Bears is keep him.
All right, I get it. I don't know if he'll be happy about it, but I understand. All right, look, I would consider trading down here if Malik Nabers wasn't staring me in the face, is the Chicago Bears. So taking Caleb at one, taking Malik Nabers at two. That's the second pick at number nine. Done and done.
Done and done.
Number 10, the New York Jets. What do you get a vice presidential candidate, Rick? That's my question to you.
I'm shocked that I didn't get a call.
There's time.
This is easy. Now, I know they just traded for Moses, right? Morgan Moses.
Yep.
The right tackle, Baltimore. So that takes care of the right tackle slot. They can.
They got John Simpson.
Yep. Vera Tucker can move back inside a guard. Give me Fashanu, and I'm high-fiving all the way to the phones.
Cooking with gas. Yeah, that seems pretty straightforward. They have Tyrod Taylor as well. He moves over from the Giants to the Jets. And John Simpson, the guard from Baltimore, they signed as well. So, wait, Fashanu might have – I mean, excuse me, Elijah Vera Tucker may have to play right tackle. Or do you think that's Morgan Moses?
That's why they traded for Moses. He played right tackle Baltimore for the last 150 years.
And so, then Elijah Vera Tucker inside, and then John Simpson inside.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And okay.
They solidified their offensive line and dropped in Fashanu at left tackle. Let's go.
And Tippin is the second-year center now. All right. Now the Cardinals are on the board. They trade down, get a ton of picks, and let me double-check what they've done. Jonah Williams, they signed. So they cut DJ Humphreys, the left tackle. They immediately signed Jonah Williams. I'm assuming he's going to be your left tackle.
Yeah, he can play left. He played left at Alabama. He played right in Cincinnati, unless
you switch. Flopped.
Yeah. Then put him at right in the Ohio State kid that they drafted last year back to left where he played at Ohio State.
Yeah. So maybe you move Paris Johnson Jr. to left tackle, the number six pick last year, had a good rookie season on the right side. I think he played every game. Jonah on the right side, and then you can figure out the rest. So now the question becomes, what do you want to do at 11? Because they haven't done a whole bunch in terms of helping the offense. They have DJ Dallas they signed. I mentioned Jonah Williams, and that's about it. They have a lot of free agents at wide receiver. Do you want to take a Brian Thomas Jr. here? I think maybe not, but I think what I am going to do.
Oh, God, please don't screw this up.
I'm going to screw it up for you because I'm taking Brock Bowers. I screwed up for you, or you don't like that?
He screwed it up.
Yeah. Because they have.
I screwed it up, and like, I can't believe you just took Brock Bowers.
There. Why? What's wrong? What's
they
wrong
got Brock? McBride. Okay.
They have McBride. Yeah, I get it. But he, has he been lights out?
Look at Jonathan Gannon. Did you look at their pass rush last year? They look at their corners. They have to get edge rush help. And Jared Verse is sitting there. I am like, can't believe that you just screwed that up and not take Jared Verse. They got to take pass rusher.
Oh. We'll see.
That'll help down the road here.
You are mad because Brock Bowers didn't work out at his pro day at Georgia, even though he's injured. That's what I'm hearing from you.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying take the edge rusher. If Arizona wants to make the next step, you got a defensive head coach that was at Philly that thrived with a bunch of edge rushers. Why wouldn't you take an edge rusher?
Debo, where does this rank on the Rick being frustrated meter? This isn't quite him being hangry.
7.2.
Yeah, it's up there. It's like when
I'm just a scout in the corner. I'm talking to the owner. Look what our GM just did there. Woo!
Yeah, you're not even talking quietly. I can hear you in the front of the room. They have pick 43 as well. So I'm not. And we have a ton of first round picks. And I know what I'm doing, Rick. I know what I'm doing. All right, you're up. You're the Denver Broncos at 12. Michael Penix Jr., Bo Nix, whomever you want to. Spencer Rattler still sitting there. If you want a quarterback, if not, what are you going to do?
Boy, I wish I can trade out of this.
How far down do you want to trade?
If I'm Denver, because I still need pass rush, or I still need, let me trade with.
Hey, I'm the Philadelphia Eagles. I really need a cornerback. My cornerbacks are 47 years old and 51 years old.
Oh, are you going to come up 10 spots, Debo, from 22?
You interested, Rick?
Yeah, it's going to cost you. You know what? I'm going to say no.
Oh, my gosh. How far down do you want to go?
I'm going to trade down to have Indy come up. let's do Indy trading with Baltimore. I'm going to take their deal. It's better, and I don't have to fall as far down.
What is Indy doing? Cornerback? Well, Debo consummates that. Let's see what Indy has done in free agency so far. Raekwon Davis, they signed Joe Flacco, and they brought back a lot of their guys. So it feels like it's going to be Kenny Moore, I think, is now the highest paid nickelback. Brought back Jannard Avery and Grover Stewart and Ronnie Harrison, all on defense. So there are certainly things to fill. Gardner Minshew is gone. If that means anything to you. All right, Rick, the Colts are now at 12.
Now I can get my guy, Jared Verse.
Jared Verse, edge rusher.
They need edge help.
Man, you guys probably wanted Brock Bowers. You're so pissed he's not there. I get it.
Yeah.
You snooze, you lose, Rick. All right. Look, man, I'm tired of messing around. Gardner Minshew. Yeah. Haha. That's funny. Aiden O'Connell. I love the idea of getting Christian Wilkins to help that offense, defensive line, with Max Crosby and Malcolm Kuntz, who came on. Tyree Wilson's going to be better than ever. I could go secondary here. Is this too early? It's not too early, Rick. I'm taking Michael Penix Jr. Debo knows what's up.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, I'm going to ask you one last time. I'll ask you again. Why is that too high for Michael Penix Jr. based on, if we just going on the tape, what's wrong with the tape?
I don't know. I thought you'd go Spencer Rattler there. My fault.
Yeah. See, I buttered you up and then pulled the old switcheroo. New Orleans at 14 is now on the clock.
Yeah, this is an easy one for me. I would have took Verse if he was there, but he's not there. I need to get younger on defense. But Penning hasn't worked out at tackle, who they drafted a couple years ago. So I'm going to go with Fuaga here.
Ooh-wee. All right. And they haven't done a whole bunch either. They signed Willie Gay, if my numbers are correct.
Can I take my card back?
No.
Okay.
Why would you want to do? Tell me, then I'll do it at 15.
I missed it. I would have took Latham over Fuaga, but I'll take Fuaga. I'll take either or.
I thought maybe you were thinking about Byron Murphy or an edge rusher, but okay.
Nope.
All right, Denver's up.
We can take a quick break and tease what the heck the Broncos are going to do.
Yeah, so the Broncos have not done a whole bunch of free agency, Rick.
Who is that? Your pick?
That's my pick.
Okay, can I give a hint? I would, during the break, talk to Debo about Philadelphia maybe moving up there because Denver needs picks.
All right, let's see after the break if the Eagles trade up. All right, Debo. Denver's sitting there at 12, and there are no quarterbacks left. We're not going to take Bo Nix or Spencer Rattler here. We could fill some needs on the defensive side of the ball. I get
it. 15 now.
15 now, excuse me. Oh, right. Jerry Judy's gone. Yada, yada, yada. Do the Eagles want to move up from 22?
We're interested.
No cornerbacks off the board yet, by the way. I think only a handful of defensive players. Two edge rushers, is that it? Sweet mercy. Two edge rushers, 14 picks into the draft. All right, Debo.
Tell me with this next slate of picks, Seahawks, Jags, Bengals, Rams, Steelers, Dolphins, two of those teams trying to take a corner. I know someone else can kind of swoop in and trade up as well.
At least two.
Yes.
Could be more. Could be four. Just eyeballing it.
Jacksonville could be corner. Just Debo, if you're playing Howie. Rams just signed Darius Williams back from Jacksonville. That's why they're going to need corner. Cincinnati signed a safety.
They lost Awuzie, though.
Yeah, that's a corner. Pittsburgh can use a partner with Joey Porter Jr.
They traded for Dante Jackson, but still.
Yeah, just with Woolen and Witherspoon, I don't see Seattle taking a corner. I think they have bigger needs.
Miami cut Xavier Howard. So, yeah.
Yeah, you better think about it. If there's one corner you're in love with, Debo, make the move.
Hey, I'm in love with one corner.
The thing about Ricky is, man, he's real.
That was Terry and Honor, future Philadelphia Eagle. All right, make the trade, Debo. We will take those two first-round picks. as the Broncos and be quite happy about it. Throw in Matt Patricia, and we'll cut you a deal on the draft pick compensation.
Still not enough, Debo. Keep clicking, bud. Still not enough, bud.
Debo's trying to shortchange George Payton here on this draft trade. There we go. All right. Now at 15, the Philadelphia Eagles. And Debo, I'll let you go to the podium and make the pick.
He's kind of like one of those super fan people, like in the Saturday, he gets to come up, but he gets to do it since he's the boss.
He's the boss, right?
He can make the selection in the first round at the podium.
With the 15th pick.
Man, you're trash.
I am taking Terrion Arnold to solidify that secondary.
He feels like an Eagle, huh, Rick?
He feels like an Eagle.
All right, Rick, you're up. Your Seattle Seahawks at 16. What's John Schneider going to do?
Boy.
Byron Murphy's still there.
Yeah, I know. And they just signed whatchamacallit back, right? Leonard Williams.
They got Leonard Williams back. I'm looking here on the offensive side. They signed George Fant. They signed Nick Harris, the center, and they have Pharaoh Brown coming over from New England. And Rayshon Jenkins they signed as well from Jacksonville.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to stir this pot a little bit more. I'm going to go with Jackson Powers Johnson.
Oh, dang it to heck, Rick. Steelers should have traded up. What are we doing? All right. Jackson Powers Johnson, 16. So they drafted the offensive tackles 2 years ago that started at right and left side. Now they got the interior. Oh, my gosh. All right. Jacksonville Jaguars are up. And let me double check and see what they've done. They've lost their wide receiver somehow. Were you shocked by that, Rick? Because it felt like the reason that Calvin was going to wait was to save him the draft pick compensation.
I was driving across Alligator Alley listening to the radio when I heard that news.
Yesterday. So they got Gabe Davis, and I mean, he's a downgrade from Calvin Ridley. No disrespect to him. They have a bunch of number twos on that roster. They signed Devin Duvernay as well, who's more of a returner. Darnell Savage is a safety you were talking about. Mac Jones is probably going to be the starter, if you're asking me. Mitch Morse in the middle, and then Ronald Darby as well. Dude, let me see the edge rushers. Have they done anything yet with Josh Allen?
He's still franchise.
All right. I'm going to bolster the front end instead of the back end. Give me Leiatu Latu. What are you laughing at?
Oh, God.
What's wrong with that?
This is corner all the way. Quinyon Mitchell is still on the board. They need corners. You just went with an edge rusher. Let me ask you something. Edge rusher 2 years ago.
What's the best way to help a cornerback?
Okay.
Pass rush. Yes.
All right.
That's GM 101, Rick. You should have known that.
Okay. All right, buddy. Way to go.
They have Roy Robertson Harris.
Good interior pass rusher.
They do have Yusuf Abdullah, who I like. But, I mean, let's be real. He's not going to be starting. And they have Josh Allen.
Ryan, I think I tripped walking up to the stage and forgot to hit submit. Do we want to... I think we still got like 30 seconds on the clock.
No, I'm going to spike take Leiatu Latu because he's going to have 15 sacks next year.
Oh, my God.
And every time he has a sack, I hope to God that the Jaguars draft Latu in real life. And I love Quinyon Mitchell. All right, 18.
Boy, I have a tough decision here. But I have to keep Joe Burrow upright. Jonah Williams just signed with Arizona. My favorite right tackle is on the board. Day one starter for me, J.C. Latham.
All righty. And now the Rams are back on the clock. So let's double check and see what the Rams have done thus far.
They signed $1,000,000,000 at guard. So
Jonah Jackson, they got from Detroit. You mentioned Darius Williams is back in town now. Kobe Parkinson, a really good blocking tight end from Seattle is there. Carson Wentz is still out there, Debo, so hopefully he resigns. All right. Typically, we've had the Rams going like edge rusher. We had that in our mock draft with Charles Davis last week. Cooper DeJean, we talked about that a lot. Quinyon Mitchell still sitting there, Rick? All right. I'm going to take Quinion Mitchell. I don't care about the Darius Williams signing. I get it. Ha ha. Funny. Quinion Mitchell. Now the Steelers. Man, they could have used Quinion Mitchell. Oh my gosh, Brian Thomas is sitting there too, Rick.
Yep. I wanted Jackson Powers Johnson. They need to get a center. They still need center help, but now I can't do it in the first round. I'm going to have to swing back through in a second round.
They pick at 51 as well, just so you know.
So I am just traded Antonio Johnson to Carolina. Deontay Johnson, yeah. And then who they get from Carolina in that trade?
Deontay Jackson, just to be a pain to try to not mess up every time. The cornerback from
So they brought a corner in. There's no corners that I like. I don't think Nate Wiggins fits Tomlin. So I'm going to go with. Can you imagine Brian Thomas Jr. opposite of Pickens?
I would like to.
There it is. Yep. Now I got some speed outside. Really good speed.
Any concern that they're the same player?
What, they both make big plays down the field? Yeah. No concern if they're going to make big plays down the field.
Well, Deontay did sort of the underneath stuff and the intermediate stuff. And George can do it, but I don't know if that's his.
No. Well, they can pick up a little slot receiver down the road, but if they need it. But
they have Calvin Austin. You're always disrespectful to Calvin.
And you're just giving Russell Wilson two pretty big-time receivers on the outside.
And if he does one thing well, it's throw the ball a long way in the air. So maybe that's the ticket there. All right, I'm not going to overthink this. They lost Christian Wilkins. Ton of money. I get it. Byron Murphy.
Yep. Was A'shaun Robinson there too? He left somewhere, I believe.
Where did A'shaun go? Neville Gallimore, they did sign from Dallas, but I mean, right. They lost Raekwon Davis to Indy. They signed A'shaun Shaq Barrett.
The Panthers.
Okay.
What's that, Dito?
Panthers for A'shaun Robinson.
Yeah.
Okay. Then it'll show up on my list here. All right. We're going with Byron Murphy. I can't believe he lasted this long, but hey, he did. Finally, the Broncos are here at 22, Rick.
Boy, I have a ton of picks. Well, this is easy.
Okay.
All the pass rushers are gone. I got to take a partner for Patrick Jr.
Oh,
Surtain on the backside. So I got to go with Nate.
Ooh, all right.
Wiggins from Clemson.
All right. Nate Wiggins is off the board. Going to take a quick break and we come back. The Houston Texans, who have Danielle Hunter, and we typically have had Chop Robinson go here 23. I don't think they need Chop Robinson anymore, so we'll find out who they take right after this. All right, let's see what we're going to do here. It's not even quietly. I think the Texans have had a great free agency so far. They got Danielle Hunter, which you know about, but they also got Danico Autry, who was low-key really good for Tennessee. I loved Azeez Al-Shaair, the linebacker. Henry Toa played a lot last year, and I think he struggled at times, and I'm sure he'll get better, but I think they added depth there. Jeff Okuda just feels like a guy at this point. He hasn't quite panned out as a first-round pick. I'm thinking about cornerback here, Rick. How do you feel about that?
Well, I'm just sitting here watching.
Offensive line is actually in good shape.
Huh?
Offensive line's in good shape.
Yeah.
Laremy Tunsil, Kenyon Green, Juice Scruggs. Who started last year as a rookie because of injury, played some guard. Shaq Mason and then Titus Howard. You're set there. They brought back Dalton Schultz. Just no tight ends here. They don't need an edge rusher. They're not taking a safety this high. So you have Derek Stingley Jr. And Okuda is penciled in as the starting cornerback right now. Give me Cooper DeJean. Next up, Dallas Cowboys, who have been asleep for the last 72 hours. They did get Eric Kendricks, who's reuniting with your guy, Mike Zimmer. Did you draft? You drafted Eric.
Yep. Second round out of UCLA.
Yeah. So he's what's going to go to San Francisco, it looked like, where Brandon Staley's an assistant. And then he made his way to Dallas. So Dallas fans have something to celebrate. But there are a ton of other needs in Dallas. So what are you doing at 24 for the Cowboys?
I can, boy, I like Fatanu here because he can slide inside, and Tyler Smith can slide out the left tackle, but I know Dallas likes those big freak athletic guys up front, so I'm going to go with Mims.
Oh, boy. That's a... So what are you doing with Terrence Steele, the right tackle?
I'm going to put Mims over at left.
What?
Or potentially see if he's athletic enough to do it.
Okay, that's true.
So I just want to get him in, try him at left tackle, and see. I know I could always slide Tyler Smith out there. Fatanu probably would definitely slide inside the guard, and then I would see Tyler Smith sliding out to left tackle. But Mims has too much upside. Dallas likes upside guys, and they like freaks like Mims, even though he doesn't have a lot of play time. So I got to go with Mims.
Okay. All right. I don't think that Green Bay drafts offensive players in the first round. Fatanu is sitting there. Do you like Rashid Walker enough after cutting David Bakhtiari to trust him at left tackle?
Why are you asking me? You're the picking. I'm sitting there hoping you screw this up.
I'm asking a rhetorical question. They did sign Josh Jacobs. I will ask you this, though. Does that Josh Jacobs deal make any sense when you had Aaron Jones?
I would just say Aaron, he's younger, probably more physical runner. Aaron Jones is, when you say Aaron Jones, you means Green Bay. He just had health issues. They were a difference. I mean, he played lights out, I thought, through the playoffs against Dallas. And so I think that that was a good signing for them. I think it went with just a younger back, to be honest with you. And then, you know, Aaron goes to Minnesota for $7 million. But I know the big hole that Gutik has filled was getting Xavier McKinney from the Giants to fill that safety, because that's one of their holes that they definitely needed to fill, and they were able to fill that in free agency.
Indeed. All right, I'm taking Troy Fatanu. Not overthinking it. Left tackle out of Washington. You see where you put him, but there's talk about moving him inside. I would leave him in left tackle and then go from there.
Well, you know, Bakhtiari, when he came out, everybody said his arms were too short,
yeah,
or he wasn't big enough, and he ended up being a pretty good left tackle. So
exactly. So Buccaneers re-upped Baker. Mike Evans is back in the fold. I mean, Baker's making a ton of money, which is a great story for him. We'll see how it works out. It's funny that they're no longer the favorites in that division. They got Jordan Whitehead from the Jets. Brought back Levante David. What are you doing here for Tampa Bay?
I'm going to go corner.
Let me make a note. Carlton Davis made his way to the Fighting Spielmans up in Detroit too. So they lost him.
That's why I'm going corner. And this is no brainer for me. Kool-Aid.
Why okay. Kool-Aid over Rakestraw?
Kool-Aid to me is little bit more polished, can play in that Tampa scheme that they run, can play man, can play zone, just smoother. Rakeshaw, I think, when he didn't run as well as at the combine, but he's a tone setter. Plus, I want to save Rakeshaw.
All right, Debo. Brock Bowers, the best pick in the draft, went at 11 for the Cardinals. They're back on the clock here at 27. Let's go to the tight ends. Look at Rick. Okay, look, man, this is easy, Rick. Go to the edge rushers just to make sure it's not going to be Chop in case I'm missing someone. I'm quite certain I'm not. Oh, I am. I'm taking Darius Robinson. Yes! I love Chop, but Darius is a little more versatile. I know he ran the 495. I don't care. So look at that.
Okay.
Win-win, right. Rick. Win-win.
Let me try to explain something to you.
Go for it.
Okay, when you look at the head coaches and the personnel, and I'm not saying anything against Darius Robinson.
Sounds like it, but go ahead.
But does Chop Robinson remind you of anyone on Philadelphia? Let me ask Debo. Does he remind you of the guys that Jonathan Gannon had in Philadelphia? They just signed Huff. They had Hassan Reddick. Doesn't Chop Robinson? Go ahead, Debo, because I can't explain it to our general manager. Can you explain it, that why wouldn't Jonathan Gannon stick with something that he's had a lot of success with the Chop Robinson?
Hassan Reddick, I get it. Let me ask you this, as you besmirch Darius Robinson's good name. Is Darius Robinson twitched up?
He's a good football player. I'm just saying, I'm trying to fit the personnel with the coach.
Well, listen, Jonathan Gannon, I'm the general manager. I want Darius Robinson. I love Darius Robinson. It is, now that you mentioned it, it is hysterical that they have LJ Collier on the roster in Arizona. If Darius and LJ end up being the same person, I will, in fact, get fired in 2 weeks. But I expect him to be much better than LJ Collier. LJ Collier was way overdrafted. He should have been a first-round pick.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you.
But I can't. Here's the thing. Here's why I shouldn't read social media, because I can't make the fans happy. I take Brock Bowers and you're whinging about that. I take who I think is the best edge rusher and Darius Robinson. You're whinging about that.
You're saying Darius Robinson's a better edge rusher than Chop Robinson?
He's a more complete defensive line player.
Did you say you didn't a better edge rusher than Chop Robinson?
I amended that to say better, more versatile defensive line player. He is twitchy for two.
I understand. I am going to get on social media, even though I don't know how to get on social media and start complaining about you.
You do it in real life, you might as well do it in social media. I love the pick. Let me ask you this. If you are a Cardinals fan,
I can't wait to hear the remarks from this one.
Well, I was going to ask. So if you're a Cardinals fan, are you happy with Brock Bowers and Darius Robinson? Or you could have had Leiatu Latu at 11. And what would you have taken at 27 here, Rick? So we have an alternative.
I don't deal in hypotheticals. I'm just dealing with real.
You're just pointing the finger in the back of the room. I got it. Next stop, Super Bowl. You're welcome, Jonathan Gannon. All right, next up, Buffalo Bills at 28.
Oh, God.
And they've had a very tumultuous last few weeks. Let's see what they've done. So they did sign Mitch Trubisky. They got that going for him. They got Mac Hollins. I mentioned him. He's no longer in Atlanta.
Yeah, but they were able to keep Dawkins. They did some re-signings that were critical.
Yep, Daquan Jones is back. A.J. Epinesa is back. They lost Mitch Morse. Lost Leonard Floyd, if that means anything to you. Gabe Davis is gone now. Ryan Bates is gone as well. The interior offensive lineman going to Chicago.
All right. Give me the next receiver. Hit the receiver button, Debo. This is
A.D. Mitchell or Coleman?
Ooh. I'm going to go with Coleman. Big physical receiver opposite of Diggsy. I got to go Coleman there.
All right. Something we agree on. See, I try to help. Marcus Davenport is now in Detroit, which is an interesting signing. Carlton Davis, we talked about. They got Amik Robertson, who's a feisty little cornerback, from Las Vegas. Trying to see, what did they lose? They lost Jonah Jackson. They lost Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. All right. Oh. I should trade with the Cardinals to get Darius Robinson here, but instead I'm going to take Chop Robinson. You okay with that, Rick?
He's a good football player. I would have looked at Newton. I think they need some defensive tackle.
You are crazy. Get out of here. Yeah, I get it. But hold on. Let me double check real quick. So, I mean, can you rely on Marcus Davenport as anything as a rotational player at this point?
No. And if he's going to be healthy or not. It's a swing. Right. It's a swing.
Yeah.
It's a 1 year take a chance on a guy. So,
right. All right. You didn't hate that as much as you hated the other pick, so I'll take that.
I know, but I just know that they need the tackle help.
I get it. They have Aleem. They have Broderick Martin, the guy we talked about a lot last year, and the lead-up Tyson Alualu, who's been around the block for a minute. You're not concerned about the foot anyway with Jerzon, Johnny Newton, correct?
No.
Okay.
I would have taken Newton. If I was guessing.
Right. Make sure you make that clear. It's funny, when I talk about teams that you're associated with, I always say, Rick doesn't tell me anything, so don't assume.
I'm not associated with anyone. I am associated with the First Pick podcast.
which I hope you're still promoting on all your various platforms. Baltimore Ravens, you're on the clock. Let's see what they've done. Not a whole bunch. Derrick Henry, they brought back Brent Urban and Malik Harrison, and then Patrick Queen's gone. John Simpson's gone. Gus Edwards is gone. DuVernay is gone. So they haven't been very active right now.
Yeah, this is a no-brainer. Tyler Guyton, they just traded away Mosley, so I'm getting my right tackle.
All right. Morgan's gone as well. I got to put him on my list. That was a trade.
You got to pay attention to this stuff. Are you not paying attention?
I'm paying attention, but
I can tell you've been up. You drove back from Connecticut. You're tired. You're not paying attention to what the hell's going on. You're not marrying personnel with coaches. Nothing.
Debo, it's dollar bet time. Who has the more productive rookie season, Darius Robinson or Chop Robinson?
Chop.
I know. I'm going with Darius.
Okay. That's a dollar.
Not solely sacks. Tackles for loss, too. We'll let Debo be the final arbiter of what constitutes a successful season. But
we got to attach something to it. It's not going
to
be.
Whatever he wants to try to win him a dollar this year, at least get $1 you can win.
Yeah,
so I don't care.
That's the spirit.
I would hope Chop has more sacks than he did in college for Rick's sake.
Four last year.
Yeah. Okay. Do sacks.
No, we're doing sacks and tackles for loss. Got to include not just pass rush. You whinge about Kobe Turner not being good against the run, but now you just want to do sacks when we're talking about Chop. Interesting rules, Rick. All right, 49ers are on the board. What have they been doing, Rick? Let's see what old San Francisco's been doing. They lost Sam Darnold. Don't know how they can overcome that. They did get Leonard Floyd from Buffalo. Just talked about that. Jordan Elliott comes over from Cleveland as well. And that's about it. Javon Kinlaw's gone. Isaiah Oliver's gone to the defense. Cleve Farrell's gone as well. They lost tight end Charlie Wormer.
Armstead's gone, right?
Armstead's out there. They cut him. I don't think he's signed anywhere yet as we do this podcast. All right. Does Johnny Newton fit what they want to do, Rick? Do you feel okay with that?
I do.
All right. Let's.
I am not you. You're the general manager. You're John Lynch right now.
I got to take Johnny Newton here because then I got to trade up as the Chiefs and take Graham Barton with the next pick. So I'm taking Johnny Newton, Debo, for the 49ers. Defensive tackle out of Illinois. All right, Rick, you have the final pick in this post-free agency mock draft. Graham Barton is, in fact, still available.
Yeah, if I take him, then everybody's going to yell at me like they did you.
They sure did. So let's see. All they've done is sign Irv Smith.
Yeah.
Blake Bell's a free agent, the tight end.
They've done a lot. I mean, to keep Chris Jones and the tag right now, Ladarius Sneed. So let me ask you before you answer,
is there any consideration to trading Ladarius? Because it sounds like there may be some interest from other teams.
Potentially. But I don't know what they're asking. I mean, it's the franchise, so no one's going to give him 2 ones for him. But it'd be interesting what they would let him go for.
So let's say, just randomly, the Steelers, for example, like Ladarius Sneed, it doesn't have to, you can negotiate. It doesn't have to be the strict deals of the franchise tag rules.
Correct.
Gotcha. All right. So Ladarius is there. Chris is still there, of course. Just in terms of free agency, new faces, Irv Smith is the only addition that I've seen thus far. They did lose Nick Allegretti, the backup guard who had to start down the stretch. MVS and Mecole Hardman are still free agents. Jerick McKinnon is 31 years old, who was drafted by our guy, Rick Spielman. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, the former first-round pick, also a free agent. What are you doing? Oh, Donovan Smith, too, Rick, also a free agent.
Yep. No tackles on the board. I'm going to go receiver here. And
which one?
To me, this is easy.
Let me throw some names out there before you make the pick. A.D. Mitchell's still there. Xavier Worthy, Ladd McConkey.
All right. I am having a Worthy is not in the conversation, so get him off the board.
Is that because the focus drops or the size or both or neither?
The drops. I know I play outdoors. I know play in cold weather. I know I could use a slot, but I also lost Valdez Scantling too. I need an outside guy to go along with Rice. Rice played good in the slot, so he can play inside and out. I'm going to go with the upside guy, and I'm going to go with Mitchell from Texas. Because he's big, he's physical, and he's going to be able to play and hold up better in cold weather.
Why? He's from Texas. Why is he? He's transferred from Georgia. I'd
say usually those bigger physical receivers play better in cold weather. See.
Hey, Rashee Rice did. He's from SMU, so fair enough. All right, a couple things. Does Ladd McConkey go in the first round?
Potentially.
Well, we need an answer, guy.
No, I'm saying no, but if that was my other choice.
Yeah. All right. Another dollar bet. And I'm taking Ladd, unless you are vehemently against it. More productive as a rookie, AD or or Ladd. I want to go with Ladd.
I'll take AD.
Okay. I think that'll be close. And it just depends, of course. I mean, if one goes to the Panthers and one goes to the Chiefs, then the bet's over. But
no, that's you're just throwing it out there.
All right. We also should take a moment to celebrate a Spielman. You probably already saw the news, but the Lions have agreed to a multi-year extension with special assistant to the president and CEO and chairperson, Chris Spielman. I know he loves it when he gets talked about, but that's good news, right?
Yeah, he hates that announcement. But.
Well, it didn't come from you, which I know he doesn't like it when you talk him up, so we'll talk him up. Nope. Congratulations, Chris.
Yeah, I knew that was coming. I had some inside information.
Well, confirm me once again that when I hear things, it's never from you until after the fact. Yeah, I knew that was going to happen. All right, way to go, Chris. We have any good news about Rick, Debo, that we need to know about?
No, nothing. Go, move on.
Oh, I do have some news about Rick.
Yeah, big day for the Spielmans.
I'm just a scout in the corner. Let me go to my little quiet life over here in the corner.
I spent a lovely couple hours with Rick where he walked me through an itinerary for a couple weeks from now, getting the keys to a certain city in Ohio, and about 26 speaking engagements over the course of 48 hours.
Are those Ohio related or are those something else related?
Can we move on in life, really? Oh,
that's great. So to recap, Debo, he's been inducted into his high school Hall of Fame at Maslin.
Wall of Honor. It's not the Hall of Fame.
You get so
Wall
angry.
Champions. Get it right.
Wall of champions.
And now you're getting the key to the city you grew up in?
That's the Distinguished Citizen Award.
Do they know you? Congratulations. That's a big day in the Spielman house.
So, you know, I know I went to Europe during draft season last year.
Oh, Rick's did. Taking, that's right.
Rick's taking a week off from the pod to drink tea and get the key to the city.
Unbelievable. You're so busy for the week you can't even do the podcast.
I can do the podcast in between the 22 speeches.
Oh, you're giving a speech in the city 22 different times?
Wednesday, 2, Thursday, 2, Friday, 2, 6.
All right, here's the – you can have the week off to be celebrated as you so rightfully deserve, but the only thing I ask for is that you mentioned with the first pick in one of your speeches. You have to mention that you're doing a podcast with me and Debo in one of your speeches.
Okay, I think I could do that.
He hesitated, Debo. That's awesome. Congratulations again, Rick. Every year it's something else.
Yeah, let's move. I hate that. Hate stuff like that.
Well, that's why we do it. All right, that's it, Rick. Congratulations to Chris. Congratulations to Rick. We'll celebrate Debo when he gets a promotion. I don't know what we're celebrating with me. So when we find out what
celebrate all the fine comments that come across social media with your picks today.
Yeah, I think my Arizona draft is what we're celebrating. We'll see. We'll see when it works out when I win my dollar bets. Episode 134 in the books. Thanks, as always, to my guy Rick. Thanks to Debo for producing. Thanks to all you guys who watch and listen and comment, especially with this Arizona draft. You're welcome for Brock Bowers and Darius Robinson. We're now three times a week because Debo is all business, so we'll be back next week talking more draft. Have a good weekend.